but I think that can be very relevant to us analyzing different parts of the fire stuff that we don't always focus on. Ultimately, Yaakov is able, after he saw the fire up, is able to sneak in and receive the brachas of Yitzchak Avinu. The Torah says that Yitzchak delivers the brachas to Yaakov. Yitzchak realizes, feels, touches a little bit of confusion. Yitzchak smells something. There's a fragrance here. There's a smell that smells like the fragrance of a field from the summit. And that precipitates, that begins, that is the backdrop of the bracha that Yitzchak Avinu gives Yaakov. Vayitem l'chvay lo yim mital ha-shamayim v'mishnani ha-arech. The Rosh Dovah Mitzvah. That allows for the bracha to begin, a bracha that we're all familiar with, a bracha that's in Shulchan Aruch for Leisach. That there are more paskins that we should begin every week after Shabbos, and the week begins with the following tefila. By Yitin Lachah, different Hagma, different shuls, whether or not to incorporate it into that thing. What is it exactly that Yitzchak began his tefila, began the bracha, the Neshama de Yaakov with the word Yitin Lachah? I'm not an expert in English literature, or in English composition, rather, I'm sorry. I think that was actually my lowest grade in YU. It was English comp. I still remember the professor.
Oh, my God.
But comp one, I did okay. Comp two, that was the lowest grade. But the fuck is, I know you're not supposed to start a sentence with "and." You're not supposed to start. It's a right Julian, right? I'm not an expert, please. Basics, I know. Conjunction, right? And you're in the middle of thought. You're in the middle of sentence. You're in the middle of speech. You'll present a new phrase with the word "and." Chazal are very bothered by this. What if Hazal Darshan? The Rashi, Yitin the Yatsavi. The Baruch Hu will continuously hear. Yitin the Chavitashim. Why? Why was the bracha presented in this way? Other question, you have other pshatim of the Bach, and the bracha starts off with the Bach. What's also interesting is the way we refer HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this bracha that's bestowed on to Yaakov. It's the Shem Hashem of Din, which you would expect would be the Shem Hashem of Rachamim, of bestowing bracha, of graciousness. The Shem Hashem of Din is restriction. It's not the name that we would associate with this bracha, the act of being something. Rabbi Shai, before we analyze this question, and I introduce to you an idea that I think is so important, and I found two gedolim that were misnapped to almost the exact same shot on this puzzle. One of them is a Shlomo Kluger, and his name for Chochmas HaTorah, Shlomo Kluger, is one of the most prolific writers in our of the Gedolei Achronim. The amount of svarim that we had and we were able to retrieve from him is incredible. Incredible amount of svarim. It's a Rei Halacha, it's a Drush, And just even his commentary on Shmonarach, you know, just is a really incredible that he has is said not in a lot of his fucking devotion, but Baruch Hashem it really throughout the Bible. So and they have it on there. So basically, a fat volume. I think total is 770 pages. Each volume of the Chochmas HaTorah is another parsha. See, the set, I think I once saw it, and I'm not sure it's his back, excuse me, he has the oral Chochmas HaTorah. The set is like, I don't know, it's 30 volumes. Like, it's almost like it's like a few, you know, like different Chochmas and Drush and Hazal from the hip. So he has a chat in this parsha, but I brought it into view. It's Kimat, the same exact idea. As the Sachshavarat of the Shem Shmuel on this week's parsha, basically you say this from Yamanim. But first, I'd like to start with Akasha. Akasha that should be bothered with all of it. If you open up the Sefer Rosh Hashanah, the woman in my shul actually years ago asked me this question. You open up the Sefer Rosh Hashanah and you look at Rabbi Yossi Shita. Rabbi Yossi Shita is that Adam is Nivah in the Cholim. A person is judged every day. So the kasha is, the person asks, Hasebis asks, the Rehebin asks, if Adam is Nivah L'chol Yom, so what's the great shakes of what? Of Rosh Hashanah. The Mishnah tells us that a person is judged on Rosh Hashanah for the entire year. Is that Shalom HaLibud Rav Yossi? Is Rosh Hashanah like not such a big day? You don't have to add it to your calendar, the days you tell your boss is going to take off according to Rav Yossi, because all the Nivah is called Yom. How do you understand Asas Hasemes in his parish for Sefer Rosh Hashanah Daf Zayin? How do you judge Rosh Hashanah and a person being judged every day, which is a pretty fundamental question. As we wake up every morning, we want to understand what our obligation is. From my side, before we get to the Shem Shmuel, I'd like to share with you two Gemaras. The Gemara tells us in Yuma that by day, the pasuk says in Parshas Bereishis, the Nachash Afar Lach. The Nachash, his red, is the dust of the earth. From Ami Ram Asi Chad Ofer Akiu Oifel Kuma Nade Olam Toyim Oyem Kam Ofer. So one day it says, yeah, no matter what he eats, he's always going to taste dust. It's a Allah. The Chad Ofer Akiu Oifel Kuma Nade Olam Kim Nade Yoshev Salam Achi Oifel Ofer. No, it's like the Nachash will never be satisfied and will always be, have a drive for more and interested in more and will be satiated if he eats up. Ranga Amar Rav Yossi Boyer Re'ei Shalai Kavidus HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kivas Basur. You see, the Brisa says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's way is not like a king or a normal human being. Kivas Basur Vadam, the human being, Maktis Estanero, Yoran Imo Lachayim. First he gets upset, goes into his house, and he deals with him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu ain't no king. He loves our nafash. He cursed the nafash. Oilu le'gag, he's an also evil. He goes up to the roof. He has his own is there. Yair le'mata, he's a nice of evil. And he goes to the bottom of the earth, the bottom down to the basement. He's always going to have the dust of the earth. So if you do a rabbi side, this came out of the Feish of the Gemara. You can't win this Gemara and not ask for the Mendel Dorcas Kasha, the Rebbe Rabbunim's Kasha, Oyadur Aboisai. The Kasha is, why is that a problem? Why is that a curse? The Gemara's context is telling us, Nafash Afar Lachmo, his lechem, his sustenance is Afar. And the second day of the Gemara, Rav Ami is telling us Rav Asi is telling us no matter where he goes, whether it's on the top of the roof, whether it's in the bottom of the basement, he's always going to have his sustenance. Somebody said that's a Passover, Mendel Barker's Revolution. And before we get to the territory, somebody said, I'd like to highlight one we saw from that I saw the shame of school. Yes, it's true that wherever they are, the offer is around. But why is it specifically that offer is the item that's going to satiate the offer? Why is it that the klalo is specifically that wherever you're going to be, you're going to have the offer that's going to satisfy? Is there something unique about the nature of offer that was also incorporated into this klalo, which we don't fully understand why it's a klalo? We'll get to it in a second. That specifically, it had to be carried out in that type of way. So, Kayadua, Rav Mendel of Arkar, the Rebbe Rav Nun, says that exactly is the klalo, because when it's so accessible, when all of your food is given to you, so then you don't have the bracha of asking the Rabbi Nishal. Their idea of what he's saying is fascinating, is really almost mefarish on the next block in the Sechas Yuma. You turn the page from that Gemara about the klalo of nachas v'ofer lachma, of understanding what the klal is the klalo. What Bechlal is lacking to be given unlimited amount of sustenance. No matter where you are, you're going to have it there. You turn the page and it's like a few months you see the Farish. Listen to what Gemara Yuma was telling us about the concept of mon. That the mon had to fall every single day. Listen to the Gemara by side. Shalu Talmidov Sharab Shimon Ben Yoichat. The Talmidim of Rav Shimon ben Yochai asked it. Mikneimah lo yored la'em Yisrael on parachas bashoneh. Why didn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu do what? A dump in the middle of the night. Right? The system breaks down. You just put all the ballots there. You leave it over and you're like, no, you should just get it and leave the package there. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do that? Listen to what the Gemara says. He gave him, here's $5 million, spend it the way you want. And what, Rabbi Yisai, what's the Gemara telling us? You all know the stories of Rabbi Yisai. Unfortunately, we all know these families. We know these situations. You have a very wealthy kid. Comes from a very wealthy family. He's got access to amount of money. But what's the setup of the relationship? What's the pretext? Here's your money. And now I have to go on a trip. I have to go work. Don't bother me. Don't call me. Here's what you need, and let's cut all the ties. That's what we're saying. The lawyer might go say, "Oh, develop my master for showing you what we see once a year. When what the funds run out, when the food and the granary is no longer existing, I'm going to bust it with an also call you by your master, right? Develop my master for showing. I'm going to bust it with an also call you by your master. They are going to call you." But why, if you have a different setup, a different state of the relationship, different context, many more you come to me, you ask me, you discuss it. And why? I can still initiate the harm of the punished one by your day, for every shamble will hear it on the mocker. It's a cool, it's a girl, it's a cool, the harm of the sleep on. Listen, Gemara is telling us the next page. The Nachash is lacking, is cursed with the greatest curse that could possibly exist. What is it? A shayfis, a connection, the ability to establish a relationship. We misunderstand what the purpose and how we define success in this world. What it means to succeed. It's not just to get cha-ching, to get the bottom line, to have an increase in the amount of food or amount of sustenance. If that doesn't go along with what? A constant interaction, a constant relationship, then that lifestyle will be empty, Rabbi Yisai. It's not just a saying, it's a gemara. The nachash is not happy, is not content, because all of the offer in the world is garnish. It's meaningless. It's never that kid who's told, I don't want a relationship. I don't want you to come back to me. I want you to stop bothering me. So what happens after he spends a little bit of money and he goes away and he enjoys it? Then it becomes empty. Then he has no reason. Then he has no purpose. That's the answer. Rabbeinu Barka and Rabbi Simcha Bunim say, it's foolish that you think just because there's going to be a beautiful sustenance there, delicacies on the roof, delicacies on the bottom, I'm always going to have access to the money, Rabbi Sai. That's the Yetzer Hara, that's the Satan. Not only because it's not Yiddish, not only because it's empty, it's not going to give you a feeling of satiation. All of the jewels in the world is meaningless if it doesn't have any effort. If it doesn't have any content and connection that's built in with it. That's the clone. But remember, on my side, it's much deeper than that. Shem Yishmol writes elsewhere in Simchas Torah before we get into the Shem Yishmol in this parasha. He writes, it's very specific. The fact that the Nachash is sustenance is going to be the offer. It's not only that it's always accessible, and there's nothing that he has to do in order to get it, and there's no relationship, and no one has to care or interact with him, and his existence is irrelevant. It's just wherever you are, you live, you survive. What type of life is that? Just surviving from one location to the next. I go up, there's dust. I go down, there's dust. There's no obvious to be reading this in life. Everything's parallel. Chazal are telling you the God, the Aliyah, it's all the same relationship. It's not a smile, a nachas from a parent, from the Yevishter. It's not a pat on the back. There's no Yeshikoyah. You don't exist. You can get to the God, it's going to be offer. You can have a Yerigo. I'm not going to have compassion. I'm not going to try to give you a physical truth. It's going to be offer. The offer, Chazal are telling you numbers about that. No chashma offer, lachmo. The claw of the nachash of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam says, I have no shaychus. In your aliyahs, in your readings on the gag and on the basement, it's all offer. It's all the same. Just continue to survive. That's a life. That's fierce. Rabbi Sai said the same thing, small, why is it? Because I'll tell us that the sodeh, that the field, that the crops, that the plants, the Midrash tells us, have malachim, have hashkocha, that he eats grass, each blade of grass, and make sure that there's mashkiach on it, to make sure that there's growth that's cultivated. That's a chiyus. That's exiting, that's to a new level. Says the Shem Yishmol, HaShe'enkin, what? If your whole sustenance is what? Is a function of the dust of the earth, it is a diamond. But there is no growth process. There is no hashkafa. There is no noisin umekabel. There is no interaction. The Rabbi Yisai, it highlights the nature of the relationship with the very other. And that's the biggest part. It's bigger than Aeneas, it's bigger than all of suffering. It's you don't matter and no one wants to interact. That's what we agree. That's the relationship we do. The way side, we approach this parasha and we ask ourselves, why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu have to present the bracha? And by Yitin, the Yachzor, the Yitin, the
borrow, or chazal fellows.
Why does Zechariah's borrow have to present the bracha with the shame of Elohim, which is restricted the amount of hashpot, which is reserving and not letting it flow with an open hashpot, like we're putting our rights as two by chesed. Explains like this in the Mamor, in the Ulo, talk about it, there's Hashem, in Parshas Va'era, that the Zvaruch who appeared to Klal Yisrael, the Kel Shaka. Kel Shaka is a very strange way of the Rabbanu Shalom, referring to Rabbanu Shalom. Sha'amr lo le'lobo yai? Kel Shaka? Why do we want to Zvaruch who to restrict any brachos? Why do we want to Zvaruch who to hold back? The answer is because we don't want just absolute, let's put their coin the term, chesed yikud. You know, when a candidate comes into your county or into your state and starts giving out, you know, hats and t-shirts, or you get something in the mail for a certain slogan or for a certain, you know, campaign, I don't deal well with it. They're just trying to buy my vote. They're just trying to buy my check. They're just trying to buy my, you know, they're not actually interested in me. That's what's called that are putting professor view. The world in the first 26 generations, and that's what Putner explains why there are 26 Hayyim Hashem Kipayim one Pastos in the creation of the world up until you see us at Tzrayim, it's all professor view. It was all, I don't really know you, I don't really get paid up, it's not really interactive, like, I don't have to keep on. I have to, like, you know, drop and put a big package on the world, and everyone is taking, you know, like, you know, like the old movies, like the guy's driving down, he's trying to gain popularity, so he's taking dollars and throwing it off the, you know, throwing it off the float, you know, as he's going down the street. You know, it's awesome. It's, you know, when you're in high school, you're like, this is amazing, but, like, you don't really feel connected to that person. You don't feel like, well, I'm a shame king, shalom, a little guy, let's see. Let's see who's deserving, let's see who's not deserving. See, let's actually have sustenance and a lifestyle that's full of meaning. And the brachos are incredible. And they have such much more significance. Dr. Shady Shmuel and Dr. Shmuel Gluten bring the same exact idea, but see it inside. He can be absolutely evil. Yeshli help, lahop it. Yana Shem, big sir. He did the Kamasas, why can't I do this water food? Just give it to us all in one shot. One brachish tib, a brachish lead start code. Nearest, give it to lines, the fire shop, we did read Rambam. The Shemesh Shmuel explains based on Shemesh Rambam. Rambam tells us, I call the three Rambam Isaac. The Rambam says, Shemesh Rambam. You have two options. Rambam tells us, you can give $1 million to Stokka, or you can give $10,000. Or $100,000, 10 times. Which one's better? Says the Rambam, Lako would be right, but Maisa Lo would be right, then Elot be right. Mashal, Eina Doina Mishi Yitin Mishi Roy, Elot Zuhubi. It's not comparable versus if you get 1,000 Zuhubi, but Hamachas, the Mishi is not a, the one who what gives Elot Zuhubi, the Elot Pong, he gives a Zoh every day. And he had more mice than his sinas. Why is that? Because that came from me, this has not this element. Because ultimately you gain because you did something gracious 1,000 times. Says the Shem Yishmuel, Yishmuel, I the timer so number, but I think it's much deeper from the Amnesia. It's not just because you did a gracious act 1,000 times. But there's something in the midst of the Stokka that we're going to highlight in our connection with this book. There's also an element of what every time I give tzedakah, I connect and I create a relationship with the honey that's asking. And not only does the honey receive the money, but I receive something from the honey as well. Because I'll tell us, ultimately the one who gains from the mitzvah tzedakah is the nice and not the cow. The money has this network situation When Charles Manus Arian, who is scattered the light of Koine, the shine, the shining metal malazu, a person who what? Needs, who's in a depressed situation, that's a milah to need others. Milah in terms of our relationship with our ritual. And I'm gleaning that from him. Not just to add the money that's missing. The ultimate value of Nisha is an eloquent of our actual splash of the answer. It's just about the amount that you should obviously give it one time. But the Shakaboni should have emptied some authority to smack the army. I should condemn to the army. I should have a relationship to the army. It's a Yosin Mashak all of life, Yosin Mahani, or only Yosin Malabites. The Akabonu Achivu. The Kabonu, the Sinas army is not about just dropping the check. You're missing out if you don't interact with the army. You gain from his necessity and his state that he's in, that now has implications on your relationship ultimately with the Rabbi Yeshua. But this is a moving salutation, nothing but only other to the Mahas, that's trying to run up. That's why it's better to give $1,000. Because you gain from what? Not just the fact that you sustain this person. That you could have done in one shot. You gain from the fact that now there's a noisome in the Megabal, I received from that. There's a Kesher and a Chibur that was 300,000 times. And we don't look at the outcome and the sum specifically, but we look at the fact that there's an interaction in the Kesher. The Medrash on our culture says, what does that mean? HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give you his godliness. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give you a shatis to the Rabbi Yisrael. You're going to now have a relationship. You're going to now have a reason to knock on the door. You're going to now have a reason to ask. To now have a relationship with the person who's running, the entity that's running the world. A reason to live. A purpose. Yitzhak Machad like Kusa. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's existence is now connected to you, to people, to his constituents, to people who's asking to come back and come back and come back. That only is achieved. If it's my yitay, be yachter, be yitay. It's that he gives me today, and tomorrow I have to come back. And I have to ask him today again. Not because of what his mortal doesn't have. And not because of the point of the ace and the voice that back to our channel. Because you weren't inscribed already in the book of Pinosa for this year. And a finale. Maybe the day was over. We know exactly all the funds. But it's only going to be expressed that it's going to be. It's going to be highlighted with what? In a massive of a yasser miyite. So that what? So we don't fall to the trap of nachash bal perashmo. So we're not on the uridus and elias that are all just going to be constant. And no interaction and no chibur. And no connection like the ani and the usher had. And that's why the mitzvah to give 1,000 times to glean that connection with the Rabbi Yisrael. How do I connect with the Rabbi Yisrael? Only because that package is not delivered in one shot. Only because there's an Indian of feel every day, even if there's a thin pyro already done. We have to access it. We have to, that was the T'nai. Yaakov Avinu, you are going to get a bracha, and you're not going to only get survival. But you're going to get survival through a shaitis, through a chibur, through a mission in the Mekabel, through a daily amount that's given. Only in a maximum yahid yasam yitzhak. It's not snuffle. It's not nosanir. It's not nosanir. It's about kona with the noisin of a kabel with a yahid yasam yitzhak. That's what it means to be a yid. To have tzoras. To have issues. You know what that means, your voice out? Esav said the shame is spoil. Never said the yitzhak was off. Esav also gets a bracha on my side. Esav also gets a bracha. Esav starts crying to his father. And if you took him, and the pasuk says, a bracha achas yomi. A yad yitzvah yomer elav hineh mishmani ha'oretz yeh moshadech minal shamayma. Mishmani ha'oretz, where's the ba'yitin? Just eat it. Behold. What do you mean? Esav didn't want the ba'yitin. Esav didn't get the ba'yitin. Esav's whole machus was a lack of a yitzhak. Lama liyam choyra. Lama vayibet as a choyra. What?
to go into the Beis Hamikdash, to have Kohanim that speak to the Ribbono Shel Olam, that serve the Ribbono Shel Olam on a daily basis. Lama, hine hanachlamos, a kesher, a sayches. I need to live right now. Okay, this all the malach was there right now. I need to live. I'm living in the moment. A kesher, a sayches, a Beis Hamikdash, a constant service, a carbon tovid. The whole essence of Kor, the whole essence of Avodas Hashem, he was Vayivas. It wasn't just Shatan soul. His whole Mahut was that this is a Bizarre. I understand if I could survive right now, if I could now get as a Odom Odom Azeh, I'll be satiated and I'll be fine. Why? Just drop the package $1,000 at a time and I don't need to come back for this. I don't need the Bizarre. Just go in and go out and not know when it's going to come. I'd rather not get the chain now. Even cheaper. At least I know it's here. You're full. No husband offer last boy. It's garnished. You're comparing what? Right now, coming out of a field, the working in the Beis Hamikdash. It's a life of meaning. It's offer wherever you're going to go. Unbelievable. Like even Zabchar, he made the Bechar like offer. As long as I can have offer on the Eurythus, offer on the God, it's all the same. Comparing a life of coming out of the field of hunting to a life of a Beis Hamikdash, to a life of the generations having a shaykhus, aliyah l'regel, an interaction that Hashem is going to ask us, don't come once, come three times. See what it means to have a shaykhus in the Ribbono Shel Olam. Let that be the propeller for the rest of the year. So they said, I'm comparing, I wish I just think of that. Think about it. Esau was a smart man. He wasn't stupid. He knew how to get around. He knew how to pull the Yitzchak. What was he comparing? He was comparing right now getting a package from Yaakov. The doyrek having a shaykhus and a constant avoda on a daily basis with the melech malchei rochim. Building a place for Ashraf Ashkin in this world. And he says, it's the same. There's no difference. Are you talking? Yeah. If all you're looking is for that package to be dropped. If all you're looking is for what? I need to figure out how I'm going to get the next dollar. And that's it. And it's all the same. And yeah, we can figure out a value, right? And I can survive. So then it's not worth it. But if what all that means, if there's no atonement, if it's just Hine Mishnane, if it's just Hine without the Yizden, the Yaf of the Yizden, so it's garnished. Rabbi Yisrael, what is the Pasuk saying? Yitzchak saw something when Yaakov walked in. It was a new type of approach. It was Gereach HaSodeh. It was an Ashkocha. Like a field, not like the dust. Not like the diamond. It was something that was going to grow with Ashkocha, with a constant. Constant planting and irrigating. And a person that needs to plant to put the water in and to keep up and remove all the pesticides and make sure that it's grown properly. That's the nature of the bracha. V'yitei miyaser v'yitei. It should specifically be done like that. No matter what we're inspiring us to shut in the wayside, it doesn't affect us one iota the way we approach everything. We say that's the bracha. That's the way we start our week. With a Vodach Hebrew. We're not going to come to you now, Rabbi Yisrael, and ask you just to be this. Many people misunderstand this. Many people misunderstand, and that's why they're struggling in the matzah like this. What does it mean that Hakadosh Baruch Hu made the other Sakharishim Akaros? Because Hakadosh Baruch Hu is established to us. It means that Kodesh Baruch Hu demonstrated that I'm not just looking to be able to sustain you and to give you atzlacha, but I'm looking for something much deeper. I'm looking for a kesher and a shaykhus. And if you're going through a tzara, and if things are not going easy, and it's a struggle, so that highlights the reason that your Rebbeinu Shel Olam is calling out to you and saying, we will get together and we can be asked. We
build that relationship, that moisten and power. I'm trying to remind you to now come and ask you, so that we can now not have a relationship of lust, of employment, of an inanimate object, of just, oh, it's a bank account, it's an ATM machine, that's fuel and means, put a car on it, it is, drop it off, and then I'll pull you back and I need something else. Yaakov Avinu, did you receive these brothers? It's in this way. The doctor with the law. The doctor with the Nesina. The doctor with the Shem Shamayim of restriction, of Elohim. Because now it has actually Matana Shom. So much for Matana. Matana so Kashimis. Matana that now comes within it. Matana because I care about it. I'm the father that wants that child, like Mar Yuma said, around, to ask, to connect, to interact with. That's such a different role. So the voice I, it really is so important, this honesty. You know, when you don't understand what's going on, and you don't understand why these difficulties are happening, you have to realize, specifically in those times, how much we're blessed to know that there's a reason. We have the answer. It's in this week's parasha. It's called the Yite, the Yasser Yite. There are bunch of wants a Yite take. There are bunch of wants a Shema Lakim in the Bracha. There are bunch of them sometimes says, Shakai, Shalom, Alay. Why? Because he loves us. Because he needs that relationship with us. That's what Tfilah is. And we shouldn't be fooled to think that Parnasa, to think that our chiyus, to think that our life should be a hime. Behold, come back to me in a year and I'll see you next Rosh Hashanah. No, that's an ace of the Kamatsu. Then you're going to make such witness that this is Shabbat Kadet, because it's not going to work out. And this investment is not worth it. That's not what it's about. That's not what it's about that you're gonna get. You're gonna get the money. You're gonna have the riches over there. You're gonna have the riches over there. You think you're gonna have an actual, a life of meaning? A life of content? You think you're gonna actually be happy with that? Yeah, everybody said we always hear this part about the nafash. And we think for a second, that'd be a little bit nice to have billions of dollars where do we go? No. That's all I told you. It's not true. It's mamish not true. You've seen it. You've seen the people in the world of Hollywood. You see the people in the world of riches that hate it big for my side, and they say, and now what? So why did I do this? And that's the most difficult experience, because you work so hard for it. And you think, oh, I'm going to get on the God, and it's going to be so much more than schmuck. And on the God, you have all the offer in the world. And they're like, what? And now what? So why am I waking up every day? And you fall into the biggest depression of my side with all the riches around you, with all the dust around you. When there's no v'yite, v'yasra, v'yite, v'yasra, so then there's not going to be happiness. That is the Yetzer Hara. Listen to what Chazal are telling us. Listen to what Yitzchak told us. Tereach HaSodeh, with Hashkocho, with the Nesim and the Kabel, with an interaction, with the v'yite, v'yasra, v'yite. On Rosh Hashanah, without every day of the year of Yitzchak, according to Yitzchak, is also garnished. Underneath in the Holy Oil, not because there's no Rosh Hashanah, but because there has to be a relationship of a need and the absolute need. We are blessed that the Rabbanu Shalom loves us, that the Rabbanu Shalom wants to hear us, that the Rabbanu Shalom wants us to constantly be connected, and to go back to him and nudge and again, and wants that shaykhus, because he loves us, and we are so blessed. Even mitoy chatzara, even mitoy the restriction, to have that relationship. Now let's capitalize on that. And it makes Hashem we should be safer. The Ula, the hero of the Amen.
Amen.